Hello, 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 everybody. Welcome to Emo Girl Chronicles. I'm your girl, Joyce Tristan, and today we are back with episode 6. So I'm just going to do a quick get ready with me, and I want to show you guys my favorites. We're going to start with Dermalogica. This gives you moisture, and it just like really clears your complexion. It is so good. So good. So while that kind of, dries up or like gets into my skin, I can tell you about what's been happening in my life. Since the last episode, some of you are worried, like, am I okay? No, I never am. I'm kidding. I'm fine. I am so good. And I've been having a blast lately. There's been so much family time. I was losing weight for the longest, and now I'm not losing weight anymore. And I think it's because I'm happy again. The man. But maybe that'll come to an end soon, and maybe it'll be my last single summer again for the third summer in a row, or second summer in a row. Yes, last summer, me and my friends were talking about how it would be my last single summer, and they were like, Joyce, I don't want to involve myself in this because you're delusional as it is, and I don't want to give you cuerda, like, help you go crazy. But if it's my last single summer, I'm going to do whatever I want to do whenever I want to do it. You know, nobody's tying me down. I'm not married. You know, that's every mom's. Not just my mom, Hannah's mom. Every mom's favorite line is like, you're not married, they're not married, what's so wrong with it? So there's that. So that was e.l.f. Power Grip Primer with niacinamide. And that is supposed to help with redness. Yesterday I was at the beach, I was at the lake, and I got some sun, and it's not supposed to help with that redness, so like sunburned redness, but more like, just kind of like if you have a little pigment, a little like, I was going to say alopecia, just like, you know, red cheeks maybe, or like, mine is cheeks and nose, they're always red, like they just have pressure or something. Now this is Fenty Ease Drop Blurring Skin Tint. I would say that this is pretty light. Like, it's not a foundation, but it could feel really cakey. You just gotta be careful. You gotta be careful with it. You gotta be careful with everything. Why is that creepy? I have work in like, I don't know, 30 minutes. So this is going to be a quick routine, and then we're going to do Am I the Assholes, and they're good. They're real good. One is about a wedding. I'm going to tell you, weddings are so fun. My friend just had one in the pouring rain, and something about it was so romantic. It was like in a apple orchard. It was really, really cute, and I'm really happy I got to see her. That, I don't know why, I felt like a long time coming, which, you know, you're finally like, oh, finally, happily ever after. I wonder if mine is going to feel like that. Okay. Lately, I've been thinking, what is my husband going to be like? And I think my husband is going to be so weird, and he has to be obsessed with me. Of course. You know, I did meet somebody that is obsessed with me. Wait, there's this other guy that's obsessed with me too. But he's an ex. And, you know, a lot of me is saying never go back to exes because you know how bad they can hurt you. Like, you already know, girl. You already know. So don't do it. This new guy just got out of a relationship as well. A long one. And literally the day he met me, he was like, I'm going to marry you. Yes, he was dating somebody else. Literally, he just met me. I don't know if he knew me before. I have no idea. But he met me and I was just laughing. And I was like, shut up. And, well, I like that for me, you know, like, I don't know, it's a cute story, but apparently now he's talking to somebody else, so, what the hell does that mean, you know? And, what else is going on? It's always me trying to figure out this mic, isn't it? And I'm sorry for that. I'm sorry for that. Would I say that this mic is my favorite? It's up there. I'm so sorry that you heard that. See? It's like you hear the things that, like, I'm just a little sick. Or it's like allergies. But you hear things that I don't want you to hear. And you don't hear what I want you to hear. And isn't that how it always is? Nothing ever works out for me. No, yes, it does. Yes, it does. I'm a lucky girl. Have you guys heard of lucky girl syndrome? You just gotta think it, and it will be. And I talk about this all the time, coincidences. When I am with people that I really like, really it's usually just this one guy. There's a lot of coincidences. But there's a lot of just lucky when I'm with my girly Hannah too. We just like always get what we want. We're like, this is what's gonna happen today, all right? And then it does. And for that, I'm grateful. Having a girly with just as much luck. / just Hannah. I'm grateful for her. What I do here, so I put in just a little base. And then I put in, you know, it was a tint. And then I put in a little bit of face tape foundation under just my eyes. And now I am using Anastasia Beverly Hills. This is a contour stick. It's easy. It's literally a crayon. And what I do is I put some on what is supposed to be my cheekbones. My cheeks are so wild. I don't know what the hell is a cheekbone, what's not. And the temples of my head. My head. And two lines on my nose. That is my dog. This is what I'm saying. I don't like that you hear these things. But yes, my dog needs to get his little nails trimmed. And I need a little mani as well. So yes, we're both going through it. Don't talk to us. What you do with a nose contour is, for me, it's just my little fingers. That's what I'm going to do. To really spread that out. Like, it's fine. You just want a little color. And then what I like is a stippled brush. Honestly, I really like this brush for a lot of things. So don't judge me. I do wash my brushes every, I don't know, like 3 months. Is that too long? Don't judge me. Don't. And the way that you guys are going to freak out, well, we'll get to that. We'll get to that in a bit. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Is this a little ASMR moment? Did that hurt your ears? I'm sorry about that. That was my little brush up against the mic. I don't know how many people hear and how many people watch. And maybe this is when I gotta ask you guys, are you watching or are you listening to my podcast? So what I'm going to do now is go in with a powder contour. And this is Kylie. So I'm going to use this fluffy one. And you just, I put it wherever it wants to land. Honestly. Wherever it wants to land. And keep it in the same vicinity as the cream with just kind of like my cheekbones and my temples. And then, sorry, is that better? I had it in the wrong setting. Like, it's a cool mic. It's a good mic. I just am always trying to figure it out. So next is going to be same brush. I know, I'm sorry. Fenty Beauty. This is a little powder that also blurs your skin. Now, do these things really work? I think yes. I think yes. I guess in the, once we're like at the end product, what you're going to have to do is go to the beginning and just kind of see the difference. Because when it's all going on slowly, I have no, I'm like, this did nothing. But the difference between me waking up and me with makeup, it's a big one. Now, what I do with this little powder is under my eyes, and I kind of try to make my nose again skinny. So I start, like, right at my nose and, like, halfway up my nose. And then a line across my eyes and little underbags. I don't know why. I don't. I just know that the general cheek area should be tanner and, like, blushy. So where else do I put the stuff? I put it everywhere else. So I guess, like, a little T-zone. And my chin, you're just really trying to contour your face, really. I really like this Fenty Beauty. I used to like Laura Mercier, but this has just lasted me so long that I stick with it. So I let that bake, you know, I let that in my face for a while, just kind of chill there. And I'm gonna go in with this other Kylie. This is the blush. It's called a pressed blush powder, and it's in the shade Winter Kissed. This has a cool undertone, like a blue undertone. I love it. I love the blue undertone. If I was whiter, I would love it even more. But I'd love it on me more. So I just kind of start with it, but lately, just yesterday and today, I'm going to also go in this with this Wet n Wild one, which is just a brighter pink, and it's like, it also still has this blue undertone, but it's a little brighter, and I just want it to look like I have a life, and I'm outside, and I'm getting sun. And I'm going crazy. And that's what I want it to look like. So these are little freckles. I don't really know. Did you guys like that? Isn't that funny? I'm going to put these little freckles, I guess, here. I've never really used them. But first time for everything. And they're just gonna be like right on my little nose and the tops of my cheeks. And I guess it's just gonna be 3 or 4 per cheek. Well, I did what I did. And I'm not going back now. So when this is like kind of drying, what you're supposed to do is just also then press it in. Kind of make it not too like people would be like, what's going on with your face? I don't know. It might look super fake, but aren't we all? Is that weird? Literally, I've never used it. But today's the day. Today is the day. I'm gonna wipe off the white. I mean, the Fenty. The hell even is it? It's like a pressed powder. I don't know. The thing under your, you know, what we were baking with. I'm gonna get that away from us. Now, do the under eyes look like crazy? Now I'm overthinking everything. But this is my routine. So maybe I'm going to do my routine and then I'm not going to question it until I get some comments. I'm like, you did it wrong. So what I'm going to do now is use this Mero Badescu and you spray your face. Just because it's summer and you don't need to be dry out in these streets. And I'm going to use a little bit of this. This is Lonnie Edge sleeping mask just to hydrate the lips. I got some sun and they're a little burnt and really freaking me out. They feel weird. You know, I got that Botox and now I'm like, does Botox not do well with sun? I'm freaking out. So this is the goddess line of Parvati. Miss Carly Eccolino told me that the boys love it. So what am I going to do today? Put it on because it's my last single summer. And what I got to do for the boys is really just kind of treat them for the last time, you know, for the last summer. Before I'm tied down with a man, maybe even engaged, who knows? Maybe I'm looking at rings this time. Maybe I'm looking at rings. Maybe I get engaged on my birthday. maybe my boyfriend knows that I want to start a life with somebody. I want to start a life with somebody and enjoy that person on the daily. And I want to like live with them or something. So I'm going to use this ColourPop Flexitarian Super Shock Highlighter. Pearlized. Right on the tip of my nose. See how like the sun was already there? You know, it was already shiny? I'm just going to keep that going. And see how like there's that line on my nose? I'm going to just kind of accentuate it even more with the highlighter. And I think that's how the highlighting works. It's just like what you saw before, you just want to make it more so. Like, does that look really different? Really like... So the Cupid's bow is another, you know, where the highlighter was just always at. What I like is right here, below the eyebrow, like the little arch. I like that. And I mean, like naturally, if you're looking at the video, that is just brighter. I don't know how or why. And then they always say the inner corner of your eye, so you look alive. Bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. Speaking of, I have like 4 bunnies in my backyard. And I don't know what an infestation is. But it's a little freaky. To have so many animals near me. Because I'm outnumbered as hell. You know, it was me and Kobe. And then there's a rogue chipmunk. And then there's 2 squirrels. And now there's 4 bunnies. There's birds. All the time. If I were to go outside right now, it would sound kind of scary. You know, everybody's talking. How was your night? I don't know. And It's a lot. I just sold some outdoor furniture, and I'm so sorry. This is morning and whatever, but I gotta talk about it. I saw, I want to say it was rat poop, and I don't like that. And pretty sure like a month ago, I just saw something dead. I was with Brian. Brian took that dead thing, put it away in the back corner, and I couldn't even look at it. He barely looked at it. I was like, it was a rat, right? And he's like, I don't really know. I didn't really look at it. And I was like, because it could have been a chipmunk. And he's like, yeah, I didn't really see. Yeah. I mean, I can't blame him. It's very gross. It is very, very gross. So something else that I absolutely love is this Bobbi Brown, I would say eyeshadow palette, but there is some highlighter in here. This, my bestie, Ro, gave to me when I was 22. Oh, I just got charged for Panera. It's Ultimate Sip Club. And I knew there was something I had to get rid of. So now you know I'm going to be absolutely charged up. I do love them, but they do my little tummy dirty. So what I'm going to do is a trench twist. And I don't know why they say trench. Why didn't they just go full French? It's literally a... Okay, because it's the color of a trench coat. Okay, alright, clever. I don't like it, but alright. And then I'm going to go in with a rose suede, with is like a little bit of a purpley pink. Yes, because I want to look like I just got punched in the face. Yeah. I want to be intriguing. Who is that girl? Who hurt her? Well, what do we both like to know? His name starts with a J. And isn't that on brand? I know. So then I'm going to go into my favorite shade ever. The day that I go through, it's deep in there. Like, I've been through it with this shade. It's called Lame. And now that I'm looking at it, it's literally lame. Wow. What even is Lame? I didn't even know Bobbi Brown was French. It was Francais. Whatever. Now, I guess it's the last step. We're going to go in with a little bit of, it's not my favorite. It's not. It's just here. It's a Sky High Maybelline Sensational Mascara in the shade Black. Of course. What else? Oh, Black is Black. Sorry. And, you know, if I didn't already curl these babies, I gotta curl them. Curl the lashes. Always curl the lashes. You know, it helps a little bit. I don't know if it helps that much. Or that long, really, I should say. That long. And how's that? Whoa. If you just heard that, would you know, like, exactly what that is? I guess so, right? No, I don't know. I just went to the Green Lake. I'm going to show some pictures. So cute, this lake. And the way that I climbed up this mountain like a squirrel monkey, literally holding on to roots, to whatever I could find to go as high as I could. And then I was absolutely vertical with the mountain, and I was holding on by like a root, like a limb, and I was falling because I was like, I looked down and then my foot gave out and then I was just holding on to this limb. And have just a little bit of a video of it. I'm going to replay it a couple times so you can like see me be literally vertical. I don't know how Kobe did it, but he was with me and he was fine. He like, gravity doesn't know him, doesn't want to get to know him. He's absolutely fine. And then my whole family got a little bit worried and they're like, you gotta let him go. Because I was just holding on his little leash and I was still holding on to all these branches and his little bag. So it was way too many things for just two hands. And so I let him go and I was just trying to hold on. And then I was scooting my way down the mountain. Like I was sitting, like it was a slide. So I really came out of that really dirty and really, it was actually so funny and so fun. Am I a hiking girl? I really do. I really want to get on this weight loss journey because it's my last single summer and, well, I don't know when, I'm probably like, what, 3, 2, 5 summers away from having babies or something, or I don't know. Imagine me as a mom. Ooh, scared you. Is this the look? Is it? We're gonna just do a little bit of just something on my neck. My neck. Just like whatever's left in the brush, just to like, I don't know, give me a little color. Now, from the beginning of the video to now, is there a difference? Is it too big of a difference? Is it like, who is this girl? I don't even notice her anymore. I don't recognize her. Now, I'm going to show y'all something and you're going to be scared. This is what I was going to, you're going to be scared. Oh, so sorry. This is my brush again. I'm so sorry. Okay. I hope you guys are watching so you can see. Sorry. I'm not sorry. First off, extensions gone. But then, I'm nervous. Bangs. Straight up bangs. Ooh, is that scary? They're not perfect anymore. Hold on. Actually, maybe you can use my little brow brush. This is a favorite. I have like 40 of these. No, I can't. Okay, I'll be right back. This is kind of the look. And I gotta go to work. What do you guys think? Does it freak you out? Do I look younger or older or skinnier or, let's go with skinnier, younger, and smarter and funnier and choice, right? Something. Wow. She's so fun. She's scaring me. Yeah, I know. I'm scaring me too. So I did it myself. Should I not tell people that? Because sometimes I get crazy eyes. Like when I went blonde, when I did that myself. But I took out my extensions. I was just like, I want to run my hair through my fingers through my hair. I don't want extensions anymore. It's been like, it would be a year in August. So it's a little less than a year. My hair didn't really even grow. So that's great. And then I've been cutting bangs for like a week now. Every day I'm like, maybe a little bit more. Even right now, I'm like, maybe just a little bit more. just so it's not in my face, just so maybe it covers more forehead. Just, you know, like, what I really need to get rid of is that it splits into two. It needs to not split. Please. Don't split. Anyways, now we're going to go to Am I the Assholes? And I'm really curious as to what you guys think, especially with, well, let's just go to it. Bye.
Okay. Am I the asshole for not wanting to be the maid of honor at my best friend's wedding because she's pregnant and marrying my ex? Of course, it's more complicated than the title. Two major parts of my life converged recently, and I'm just devastated and questioned pretty much all of my actions, hence why I'm posting here. So part one is Tammy, my best friend since elementary school. She's literally my sister. We have done pretty much everything together. Same college, same dorm, roommates, confidants, sloppy drunk mates, you name it. I love her so much. Part two is Gregory, my college boyfriend. I love him as well, but we just could never make things work. Had one of those hot mess relationships, which are a combination of torture and bliss. We have dated off and on since freshman orientation. All of us are 27 now, but usually end up in flames. I always loved him so much that I hoped we'd mature and we'd be able to make things work. He moved to a different city after college, but we'd stay in touch, send flirty texts, and even went on vacation twice. We got along great as long as we both had our own places to retreat to, if that makes sense. All along, we both had dating lives, and to be fair, I never told him about my long-term idea that we'd be together. A year ago, Tammy moved to a city about 30 minutes away from Gregory. She was having a really hard time meeting people, so I told her since she knew Gregory so well, she could call him and see if he can introduce her to his group of friends. That's interesting. She did, and I knew she was much happier. About 3 months after the flirty text with Gregory stopped out of the blue, which isn't that big of a deal because it's happened before, Tammy just came home for the weekend and said she was making a special trip just to see me. Of course, I was super excited to see her. She came over, and she just seemed a little off. First, she told me she was pregnant. After we got past the shock and established she was happy and keeping the baby, I was elated to be an aunt. Then she said, there's more, and this is really hard. I about died when she said the baby is Gregory's. She apologized and said she was so sorry. They had just hit it off, and they didn't mean to do anything to hurt me. And they even tried breaking up for my sake, but they just realized there was too much of an attraction and they started dating. She hadn't planned on getting pregnant, but now that she is, they are getting married. So she said she hoped she didn't hurt me, and she always dreamed about me being her maid of honor, and there's not no one else she has ever asked. I tried to keep my cool, but I just lost it. I wasn't mad at her, just really, really sad. I told her that I loved her, but I couldn't be around her right now, and no way I could even go to their wedding, let alone be in the wedding party. She said she was sorry about a million times as she was leaving, and she texted me quite a bit, wanting to see me before she left town on Sunday. I just couldn't do it. I literally cried all weekend. Here's the thing. If I were never in the picture, they make a perfect couple. Perfect. Tammy's brand of fiery is a much better match to Gregory's calm nature than mine. They are both gorgeous, smart, and great with kids. If two people should be hooking up to be great partners and parents, it's those two. I just can't help being hurt. Maddie asshole for not wanting to be her maid of honor. So then there's an edit. The thing that people seem most confused by... Okay, I'm just going to comment right now. You are not the asshole for having feelings, you know, for being jealous or for being hurt. No, you are not the asshole for not wanting to be her maid of honor. End of the day, I mean, you're building your life with somebody and say you just attended, but you just weren't the maid of honor. Or say you didn't attend. It's not like you're cutting her off, or at least you're not saying that you're cutting her off. You just don't want to be the maid of honor. And for me, that's fair. The thing that people seem most confused... This is her edit/update. The thing that people seem most confused by is the timeline, and honestly, I was wrong in the original post. Tam and I only talked for maybe 10 minutes on Friday evening, so there's a lot I don't know, but I went through my texts and such, and this is the best I can put together. In June of 2017, Gregory took me to Hawaii, and that is the last time I saw him. We texted maybe two or three times a week. In May of 2018, Tammy gets her job, so almost a whole year later, moves to a new city, like literally 11 months later. We text and call easily a combined 100 times a day or more. So her and her best friend talk every single day. Late July 2018, so 2-3 months, Tammy confesses that she's really lonely, all her coworkers are older, and she's seriously thinking about quitting and moving back. I tell her she should call Greg. She doesn't have his number, so I give it to her. I still keep getting flirty, but nothing overt from Gregory in this time period. August 2018, I start a project in my job, promotions company, setting up for a December event for AB List Celebrity. It's literally make or break for my company and my career. I work 16-hour day minimums and basically go off the grid. Gregory still texts occasionally, and I keep missing Tammy's calls. Okay. So they meet in late July, and then in August, Greg's still a little bit texty. Then September, this is the last text from Greg. I didn't even see this until today, but Tammy texted me, "Please call me ASAP. We really need to talk about something." This adds a whole new element to the story, but I can't believe I forgot or missed the text. I respond to another text of hers later in the day, kind of bitchy. "Hey, you know I'm busy. Give me some time to breathe." Jesus. Kind of bitchy. It's so bitchy. Another piece I forgot until I dug in my text. She may have taken this as a message. I wasn't ready. I assume this is when they first hooked up. Interesting. So they met in late July. This thing happened in September. September to December, we still miss each other, and honestly don't think I talked to her. And looking back, she texted about 5 times to every one of my responses, and if I read it right, she initiated all conversations. I wasn't a very good friend. Uh-huh. No, you weren't. My event goes off pretty well, and then I immediately leave for an overseas vacation with my family. January, we still don't talk at all. Friday the 1st of what? January? She drops the news in person she's been pregnant for about 2 weeks and getting married in April. So that's a timeline. Okay, from September to April. September, October, November, December, January, February, March, April. Whoa. Wait, 5, 6, 7. In 7 months, she's getting pregnant. I mean, in 7 months, she's getting married. Jeez. Okay, so I don't think she's an asshole for not wanting to be the bridesmaid. I think she's an asshole friend for, like, not calling me back, texting back, like, calling back. She's kind of self-centered, but not because she doesn't want to be the maid of honor. So people are saying, not the asshole, that's kind of a triple whammy of information to get. Your best friend and your ex are dating, already pretty shocking or hurtful, but I think one can get over that hurt with time. But then your friend didn't open with that, but with announcing your pregnancy, and that the two are getting married and she wants you to be maid of honor. Yeah, so that's a lot. What did she expect you to say? She knew telling you about the relationship was going to be painful to deal with. Why did she immediately have to jump on you with the marriage news as well? You're not the asshole for feeling hurt about this. She didn't give you any chance to even adapt to the news of her pregnancy and relationship, and you have every right to refuse attending in that moment. Maybe you could ask her to just give you some time to work through your feelings. Okay. And then, surprised people are saying that there's no assholes here. If two people were so close, surely she must have known of your feelings. The right thing to do would have been to talk to you about it instead of sneaking behind your back and only telling you when she got knocked up. So, this is very interesting. I think that you'd have those feelings, like, listen, how crazy would it be if she told her, like, right when they hooked up, and then they stopped being friends. You know? Or, like, what if that happened? They got in a big fight, but it didn't even work out. Like, they never even got serious. Because getting a fight with your friend about your boyfriend really messes up the relationship with your boyfriend. So, I understand why you wouldn't want to tell somebody. Say you really did have these true feelings for this guy. I think it's crazy to have the true feelings for your friend's ex. That's wild to me. And then, just like, say she waited and she was just waiting for, like, what? What was she waiting for? Like, if she really liked the guy, like, what was she waiting for? For it to, like, crumble and then just never speak of it again? Or for this? For the pregnancy and the marriage and all that? Yeah, and how do you navigate that? Say we're the friend and we're falling in love with our friend's ex. That's crazy. That, I would never give the opportunity, you know? If my friend's ex was, like, trying to talk to me, I'd never give that opportunity. Say I was in that situation, I was so lonely. If things were to start to get weird and flirty, like, I gotta walk away. Gotta make something up. I left my oven on. I gotta go. God, no. I do not want those problems. Not the asshole. Tammy should understand that she's asking is difficult. However, it would be nice if you could work out your emotions in time to be there for a close friend on their special day. I mean, make it to the wedding, but you don't have to have a whole role in the wedding. Not the asshole. You can't help your feelings. They didn't even tell you. Yep. And not the asshole. Tammy is not a good friend to you. If she hadn't gotten pregnant, how long would she have let this lie about the relationship continue? If you wanted to try and repair your friendship, that's totally your prerogative, and you'd be a much bigger person than I. But I wouldn't blame you for wanting to distance yourself from their new life as a couple, and I certainly wouldn't expect you to attend their wedding. Not the asshole. Not being part of a wedding where you're still in love with and used to screw the groom is a good decision for everyone. Your friend may want you there, but I think given time, she realized how awkward it would have been. Not the asshole. Also, I'm sorry that you have such a shitty best friend. There are certain lines that shouldn't be crossed, and she crossed them all. Yeah, but I feel like this girl is kind of an asshole for, like, just how she talked to her. So this is the update. So she says this. So I log into this account from time to time, and still a handful of people wanted to know how things are going. I decided to wait a bit until the actual wedding so I could do one final update. To recap, best friend moved to a city where my ex lived last year. I encouraged her to get in touch with him. They started dating, she got pregnant, and that fast-tracked a wedding. She asked me to be her maid of honor. I asked the sub for opinions on whether or not I was being an asshole for refusing. It was pretty mixed response, but very intense on both sides. After lots of soul searching, I decided I would do it. Wedding was yesterday, and it was actually a great time. It wasn't without hard feelings. I still very much had feelings for Greg, and those feelings came out in me getting very frustrated with him when he wouldn't return emails or phone calls about what he wanted to do. Oh my god, that hurts. Because I'm just the type where my relationships with my friends are close, but my relationships with my boyfriends, obviously, they know you in a much, like, brighter light, and, like, I don't know. But then again, friends are forever, so they know you really well, too. I don't know. I still very much had feelings for Greg, blah, 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 but Tammy was much more patient and kind with him, and it really reinforced that feelings of he's not the guy for me. The ceremony yesterday was small and very beautiful, and they are in love with each other. It's almost sickening. I cried my eyes out both out of happiness for them, but also after close to 10 years off and on, Greg and I are officially over. It's never happening, and that's a good thing, but still worthy of tears. That's crazy. On a good note. Oh my god, okay. Crazy. My dry spell with men continues, and I didn't even get laid as the maid of honor at my best friend's wedding. Yay. All of Greg's friends were married or serious, and Tammy's brothers are off limits. Oh, okay. So Tammy's brothers are off limits, but not your ex. The awesome guy who danced with me all night long was amazing in every way, but I guess... Okay. My penis wasn't big enough for him to be attracted to me. Interesting. The only single available... Oh, was he gay? The only single guy was Greg's 65-year-old uncle who gave me a ride on his Harley motorbike. But even that fell through. And I'm about to hit the Embassy Suites breakfast by myself. Wait, that's a fun wedding. Anyways, as a final note, this community saved my mental health during a really tough patch. Okay. As hard as it would have been even sadder had I not been there for my friend yesterday. Interesting. I mean, good for you for having morals on, like, who's on and off. Like, the brothers are off limits. Meanwhile, your girly just really did that to you. Now, my girlies in high school did that, and that shit hurt. But then I look back at it and I'm like, that was not my person. So what do I care? Right? Like, what do we even do in that situation? They're not your people. They're not. So let's do one more. Am I the asshole for saying I'll be dropping myself and paying for my own room on the upcoming family vacation so I won't have to be a babysitter? I'm 23 years old. I'm a male. I was repeatedly stuck playing the part of helper and babysitter on family outings. I had to move out of my parents' house because I kept being forced to help watch my three nephews. Last year, we took a family vacation summer to the coast. I rode along with my parents, and they paid for my hotel room. Only, I had to share that room with three rowdy boys because my sister and her husband wanted a room to themselves. I was promised time to do my own things on vacation, but instead I ended up having to help with these kids. I complained to everyone about it and was reminded I was there for free. And then we pretty much did only one thing I wanted to do, which was tour an art gallery. I like doing this whenever I'm at the coast, but the kids find it boring. This year my parents have a beach trip planned for June, and they assumed I'd be riding along the same way as last year, but I refused. I said I'd be driving myself and paying for my own hotel stay to have my own room. My parents were shocked, and I tried to remind me of the cost, but I said it was no worry. I've got a good job and a decent renting car, can more than afford it. That's when the buts started. I stated the previously listed things is why I'll be driving myself and paying for myself. I wanted to be able to enjoy this vacation as an adult and not be treated like a child last year. My parents told my sister, and she called to blow up at me, that I'll be ruining the vacation if I'm off doing my own thing while she has to wrangle her three boys. That's interesting. I ended up yelling at her that last year all she did was rope me into her mess. I didn't really get to do much of anything I wanted to do. I'm a grown man. I deserve my vacation. Now my sister is not speaking to me, and my parents are still trying to convince me just to ride with them and keep the peace. I'm refusing. Am I the asshole? No. I think your sister's wild. It's barely been an hour since I posted, but my sister is apparently a Reddit lurker in the mornings, and she saw my post. Not only is she furious with me, I love this, but she's also upset no one is in the comments siding with her. To make it short, she went on a big rant about how it's so hard to be a parent to triplets. Oh, triplets. Cute. And the least I could do is help because I'm young and single and she needs a break. I stood my ground on my decision, and now she's calling her parents to get them involved. I'm expecting a call any minute. Another update. I'm off to work now, and I can tell more of what went down. I guess you could say it's over, My sister got our parents involved. They looked at my post and were absolutely horrified by the continuous influx of commenters. Yes, they're very angry with me that I posted here. But I told them that they'd just listened to me to begin with. I'd have never needed to. I'm sick of the whole keep the peace mentality that sacrifices me to placate my sister. They, in turn, went off on my sister. And to make a long story short, the whole vacation has been canceled. Wow. My parents are arguing with my sister. My sister is blaming me. And my nephews are crying because they aren't going to the beach. My sister called me at lunch, basically implied I have no life. Okay. I wasn't going to update again, but here's a little more. Parents said that they won't ever push babysitting on my nephews on me again. And I've agreed that what happened last year was unfair to me. Right now, that's very angry. They're very angry with my sister for telling me I should help her because she thinks I have no life. My sister is playing the victim, and my brother-in-law is basically saying nope to the whole mess and spending most of his time at work. So, yeah, he's not the asshole, but, like, wow. Why you keep telling on Reddit? Just let it be, you know? It's over. It's not going to happen. Just, like, move on with your lives. I think. Yeah. I think some people just take it way too hard. Okay, that's it for today's episode. Thank you so much for joining me. Tell me what y'all think, and I will see you next time. Bye.